On today's show, more and more cars are joining the 200-mile-an-hour club. Hyundai beats everyone to the punch with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and what it's like to drive the newest compact van in the American market. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 22nd, 2014. Traffic deaths in the United States have dropped by a quarter since 2004, and the trend continued in 2013. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says road deaths fell by 3% last year to just over 32,700. Surprisingly, the number of accidents was actually up, but the number of people injured or killed fell, which means that cars are truly becoming safer. But while traffic deaths are on the decline, the number of recalls in the U.S. skyrocketed. So far this year, automakers have recalled, are you ready for this, 60.5 million vehicles, which shatters the record of 30.8 million set in 2004. GM's ignition switch and Takata's airbag fiascos were the main reasons why so many cars were recalled this year. Hyundai is going to be one of the first automakers to offer both Android's Auto and Apple's CarPlay. They'll be available in the Sonata next summer and then will roll out across its line. These infotainment systems are very simple and clean-looking, using big, fat, colorful icons. Most interestingly, these systems can be retrofitted to older cars with a USB upgrade as long as you have AVN 4.0 or higher. That refers to the audio-visual navigation system. In fact, this is just a running software change, and Hyundai will not be charging more money for it. Still to come, more and more cars are joining the 200-mile-an-hour club. Someone just made an electric version of the iconic Shelby Daytona, and what it's like driving the new ProMaster City.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
With cars like the Corvette Z06 and the Charger Hellcat, the 200-mile-an-hour club is handing out more memberships than ever before, and now it's going to have to issue another. Cadillac is showing off its 640-horsepower 2016 CTS-V that is capable of hitting 200 miles an hour. It's powered by a slightly detuned version of the supercharged 6.2-liter V8 that's in the Z06, and it's mated to an 8-speed automatic. 0 to 60 is hit in under 4 seconds. For all the other details on this performance sedan, well, at least besides fuel economy and price, just click the headline in today's transcript. Speaking of performance, Hyundai just hired the former chief engineer of BMW's M Performance Division, 57-year-old Albert Biermann. He'll be in charge of testing and developing performance cars for the automaker at its research center in Seoul, South Korea. Hyundai Kia hope this is going to help them pave the way to compete with European premium car makers. We saw Detroit Electric take a Lotus and turn it into an all-electric sports car. And now a company by the name of Renovo is doing something similar, but it's not using a Lotus. It took Carroll Shelby's iconic Daytona Coupe and turned it into a 500-horsepower, 1,000-foot-pound of torque, all-electric machine that can hit 60 in 3.5 seconds. Renovo calls its version the Coupe, which will be shown at the upcoming CES show in Las Vegas and will move towards production in 2015. Coming up next, what's it like driving the newest small van to hit the American market?
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
The van market in the United States is undergoing its greatest transformation in over half a century. Ford gets the credit for coming out with the first small commercial van in the U.S. market when it began importing the Transit Connect. Nissan followed with the NV200, which Chevrolet rebadges and sells as the City Express. And now Ram is jumping into the segment with a rebadged Fiat Doblò, which it calls the ProMaster City. This front-wheel drive compact van is powered by a 2.4-liter Tiger Shark 4 and a 9-speed automatic. It's rated at 21 mpgs in the city and 29 on the highway. Interestingly, the engine is made in Michigan and the transmission in Indiana, and they're shipped to Turkey, which is where the van is assembled. It's a nice driving van, surprisingly peppy when accelerating from a dead stop. Ram claims it will run from 0 to 30 miles an hour in only 3 seconds. And while it has a somewhat high steering effort, it feels very precise, with a very good return coming out of corners, unlike the Transit Connect. Ram says the turning radius is comparable to a Honda Civic. With 131 cubic feet of room in the rear, it's capable of carrying 1,800 pounds. To make deliveries easier, the rear doors open 180 degrees and are split 60-40. The towing capability is rated at 2,000 pounds. I spent some time driving around with a 1,500-pound trailer and found it to be surprisingly quick. Better still, it felt steady under braking and tracked straight, even over uneven pavement. Ram made a number of modifications for the North American market. In addition to the bigger engine and transmission already noted, the suspension was beefed up and, of course, they added cup holders. I felt it needed more development time because there's a shutter at idle that causes in-cabin pressure that you can actually feel on your ears. Ram says it's aware of the issue and is working on it. The base price of the cargo version is just over $24,000, while the 5-passenger version starts at just over $25,000, and it's going on sale right now. Ram would not say what its sales target is, but just to give you an idea of the segment, Ford will sell 40,000 Transit Connects in the American market this year, while Nissan will sell 13,000 NV200s. And that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please tune in again tomorrow.